My first question regarding this lawsuit is, I think that this was expected, but why did it take so long?
Well, you know, I think there are several reasons for that, but one of them is that we found some really compelling plaintiffs, and we actually think there were a number of places where the lawsuit could have been brought, but the recusals in McDowell County and the fact that people are being brought in from Rutherford, all four magistrates had to recuse themselves, and so the fact that the county is paying for these magistrates to come in from Rutherford created a unique set of facts and circumstances that we think bring SB2 into stark relief. And so it just takes some time to get all that lined up.
On what grounds are you guys challenging SB2?
There are three claims in the complaint, and the main claim is a First Amendment Establishment Clause claim. We allege that we do have taxpayer standing as residents and taxpayers in the counties where the recusals are happening, and as specifically as you see in McDowell County, taxpayer money is being used to fund an expressly religious purpose, and we contend that violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. It's a pretty straightforward claim. But we also have equal protection and due process claims under the 14th Amendment. Gay and lesbian couples who reside in these counties where recusals are happening might also have occasion to appear in front of magistrates for a host of other reasons, eviction proceedings, criminal processes, civil actions. And if these magistrates are accusing themselves because they believe the Constitution does not apply to them, that creates problems in terms of equal application of the laws and the due process expectations that citizens have in their judicial system.
So I think that the supporters of the bill would argue that gay people still can get married in those counties. So what would you say to that?
Well, the First Amendment prohibits government from using taxpayer funds to promote an expressly religious purpose. And so whether or not gay couples can still marry by going to the magistrate's office on the correct day at the correct time or a registered deeds office, that's not relevant. Under the First Amendment Establishment Clause, government is prohibited from promoting or respecting a particular religious viewpoint, and that's what they're doing.
Do you expect to win?
We do expect to win. It has been assigned to the Honorable Max Cogburn, who issued the ruling in UCC General Synod v. Reisinger. That was the case that repealed Amendment 1. We're confident that Judge Cogburn is familiar with these issues. We do allege and believe that SB2 was what we call a collateral attack on his ruling. Essentially, what the legislature is trying to do is circumvent a Supreme Court ruling that was given effect by a court of competent jurisdiction here in North Carolina. And we don't think that the government is entitled to do that.